Lesson 23, Veta, Es Vole Veta, Story Commentary. This story begins with a very long sentence. It doesn't end till line 6, and it has two main parts separated by a min and the. The first the we see, Athenaeu the, that merely changes the subject, so that the is basically on a larger structure, and we don't have to incorporate that internally. It's basically saying, hey, new paragraph, new section here, and now we can continue on. Then we have Mekri Min. Min is marks our first segment, and it's going to be modified by Epithe the on line 3. So our first point here is Mekri plus the genitive, which means until or while, around Elefsina Keto Thriasion Pedion. The ostratos was Elpidatina ichon. So they were having, back to our subject, the Athenaeu were having tina sum elpida. And this hope or wish can introduce an indirect statement, which we have here. So hope that the accusative would or would not do here in this case, the infinitive. So that aftus would not me proiena into isto ingutero. Ingus is near. This is just the comparative of that. So our first point here is while the army was around this one area, the next issue related around tas archanas idon, when they saw ton straton around archanas. Now, if you're thinking about how words connect together through cases, you might be wondering about the accusative case of exekundas stradius. You might be thinking that, well, is this an accusative of respect or some sort of time distance thing? So we have 60 stades, but how does that relate to straton? The trick here is actually to look at idon. So they saw, and that should prompt us to think about indirect discourse. And ethon is one of those words that can be followed or completed by a participle, and that's what we have on apekhonda. Notice that apekhonda does not have an article, so it's not an attributive modifier of ton straton, it's an adverbial modifier. So they saw that the accusative ton straton was apekhonda, basically, being this way. Not that they saw the distant army, but that they saw the army was this far away, apekhonda. They saw that it was being exekonda stadius, that far from, apo there takes the genitive, tes poleos. Now I want to remind you that poleos is a third declension word ending in a semi-vowel, and these will tend to look this way in the genitive. So we saw that with Vasilevs, with the upsilon doing this in the genitive here, polis doing it with an iota. And what we have is a metathesis of length. It used to be eta omicron, and it switched to epsilon omega, and thus the accent did not change, and that creates an exception to our accent rules. This is going way back a ways. If you want to, you can review the chapter on third declension semi-vowels. So back to our larger structure. On the one hand, they were hoping while they were around this one area, but now epithe, when they see the army so close, here comes the main verb, epuundo, from pueo. We know it's a contract from the u in there. They were no longer, the book says, considering. It comes from puundo. They were no longer making it so or making it this way tolerable on a sketon from on a echo. This third principal part is eskon, remember? So basically putting up with it. They were no longer making it so, they were putting up with it. Now you might want to think that this verb of thinking, considering here, epiundo, is coming from the new vocabulary word in the vocabulary list above, uome. But notice it's a contract from the oo in there. So we know that it's coming from pueo. It's just another definition, or in this case, a middle meaning for pueo to make, to consider. Allah, we get the contrast here of what they wouldn't put up with. So what would happen? Beginning with the genitive absolute, tes yes timnomenes. While or since their land, I'm taking taste there as a possessive. I know it's just a definite article. So while their land was being cut down or ravaged, into imphani. Now, imphani is just from in, the preposition in, and then phani related to phanoros or phanoro'o, to be displayed or to be seen. So invisibility, not invisible, but in plain sight. The non aftus affinito. Here we get the verb form fino in the passive. It appeared terrible, aftus, to them. And edoki, it seemed good. Now, this is an impersonal subject for this verb. It seemed good to the dative, to others, and especially malista to the neonias, to the young men. To epexien, to go out. Now you have learned that yen imi, to go, is the future form of erkome. You know, it doesn't always have to mean that. Here we see it in parallel to perioran, which is very present, present alpha contract infinitive. The alpha infinitives don't have a yoda subscript. And I would take this infinitive epexien as present as well. They thought it good that they should right now go out and not stand around looking on, looking around. The next sentence is simple and rather short. The main clause is Aeson, they were in pole eridi, in great conflict, contention, Eris, the god of contention. And we see the subject modified by the adverbial or circumstantial participle, yignomenu. And we see the main verb modified by the preceding circumstantial participle, yignomenu. So becoming in this way, according to groups or factions. It's interesting, the Latin substance, we have with stance or constance, I guess, would be the converted form into Latin English. This word, sustasis, can mean about any type of group, even theoretical. It could be conflict. It could be harmonious. So faction is fine here, I think. And we're told about each faction, eumen, some kalevondes, commanding to do the infinitive, epexiena, and eude, others, tina, some others, uk eondes, and that's the new vocabulary verb from eao, not allowing for it, not allowing it. Now, the last sentence of this paragraph focuses on one group. The ones, and the ones of the aharnes. So the te there, I guess, is focusing in within the factions. Not really switching a subject so much as the, but focusing in. Then we get a circumstantial participle modifying them. So since they were thinking themselves to themselves, or thinking themselves, they themselves were thinking. The F2 there is intensive. This is a verb of thinking, so we have indirect discourse. Ina, that they were, or themselves to be, the megiston meros, the greatest part of the Athenians. The main verb here is they enegon, they were leading in or urging, especially malista, the exodon, the march out, the march out. Os afton, since their afton is fronted, since their aye, their land was being cut down. We start the next paragraph with pandita tropo in the dative here, dative of means or manner, in every way. Anerethisto epolis, the city was stirred up. We're told here that anerethisto is the pluperfect passive of anerethizo. You will shortly learn these perfect and pluperfect forms. And ichon, they were having the accusative ton perikleia in orie. So they were angry with him. And of the genitive, those genitive things which he advised, proteron, de amimnendo, uthen. But ekakizon, they were treating him badly. And this is what they were treating him badly by saying, oti, that he was a strategos, who, or being, not epexai, who was not leading them out. And they were thinking that he was him to be the blame, or him to be responsible. Notice how etion is out in front of its claws, basically. And he was etion, he was responsible of the genitive, of the things which they were suffering. And notice own there, the things they were suffering, that really should be accusative. They suffered things, the things which they were suffering. Notice that when the relative pronoun should be accusative and its antecedent, in this case, pandon is genitive, it will attract to the genitive case. The rest of the paragraph is one single sentence, and it has a few parts. So we begin with Pericles, our subject, and then immediately go into two participial phrases with a men the correspondence. So oron men, so on, I guess, first seeing oftus, and this is indirect discourse, so seeing the accusative participle happening, them being angry at the to paron there, and paron, the present things. Actually, that's the neuter participle of parimi, right? The things being present, state of affairs. And then we have a little tack on there to this first part, and uta arista fronundas, not thinking the best things. Here's the other correspondence to the oron, so seeing this and believing that, so this is again indirect discourse with an infinitive this time, that he knew things right, peri, concerning another infinitive made genitive through the two, concerning the not going out. We get to our main verb now. He was not calling the ekklesion, or not making it, nor was he making xulogon, a gathering, or any gathering, uthena, none at all, in order that he might stop the following, in order that not, or lest, out of anger, rather than gnome, they gathering together, they might sin something, might err something, might make a mistake. But going back to the main clause now, connecting with the not calling the assembly, but he was guarding, on the one hand, guarding the polling, or not hands so much, but these two things, teke, and holding everything as quietly as possible, especially quiet as much as was possible. For our last paragraph here, we switch subjects to the Peloponnesians here with the. And then we get a subordinate clause, epi de, so when, a different subject for the subordinate clause, the Athenians did not go out to them in battle. Now we have a nominative participle, and it could be referring to either clause, but it's probably referring to the main clause just by context. Arandes, the root there is ar, the third principal part. It's a asigmatic aorist participle. The root ar coming from ero, the first principal part with the extra iota in the first principal part. One of the intransitive meanings is to set out, not just to lift, but to set out. So setting out from acheron, those dems or dames, however you want to pronounce it, they were laying waste to, ravaging the other accusative, tinas alus, some other of the dames. And another aorist participle, after they were waiting in Attike, polun tina kronon, for some long time, they finally main verbed here, they anahoreson, they went up through Voetia, or the Voetian areas, which they had invaded, basically, which they had not invaded. Then aphicomenu, arriving in Peloponnesia, they disbanded the straton, and each to his own, aufton polin, returned to his own city.